From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. UN calls for Syrian ceasefire. A new wave of airstrikes and shelling on eastern Ghouta in Syria left at least 22 people dead and dozens wounded Saturday. That raises the death toll of a week of bombings in the area to 500. This as the UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution demanding a 30-day ceasefire across Syria.
يرجى من مؤيدي مشروع القرار الوارد في الوثيقة S على 2018.
That's Kuwait's ambassador to the UN leading the vote Saturday. After a delayed vote Friday and additional negotiations, the Security Council unanimously approved a ceasefire resolution without delay. It will allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to millions and evacuate the critically ill and wounded. The week-long bombardment has overwhelmed rescuers and doctors at makeshift hospitals, many of which have also been bombed. Activists say that residents have been hiding in underground shelters. The Turkish government called it extremely worrying the U.S. will open an embassy in Jerusalem in May instead of by the end of next year as previously announced. Turkey's foreign ministry said Saturday in a statement the Trump administration is trampling over international law and U.N. resolutions. Two car bombs exploded in the Somali capital Mogadishu on Friday, killing at least 38 people, according to government sources. A doctor with Ayman Ambulance said at least 30 people were wounded. The Al-Shabaab Islamist militant group claimed responsibility in a statement posted online, saying it was targeting the government and security services. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A series of suicide bombings and the militant raids in Afghanistan has killed dozens of people. This comes a day after construction work on the much-awaited Afghan section of an international gas pipeline began. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman said a suicide bomber Saturday blew himself up near a security post in Kabul, killing at least three people. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed it plotted the violence. The United States has urged Russia and Iran to support the Kabul government, not the Taliban, to help defeat Islamic State in Afghanistan, rejecting Moscow's claim the number of Afghan IS terrorists runs into thousands. U.S. Forces commander in Afghanistan General John Nicholson made the remark Saturday while responding to recent Russian accusations. Washington is intentionally downplaying the spread of IS militants in the country. The UN Children's Fund reports at least 90,000 children have been forced to flee their homes in the face of escalating intercommunal violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri province. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Violent disputes between the Hima and Lendu ethnic groups over cattle and grazing issues erupted in December, after lying relatively dormant over the past two decades. Conflict between the two groups intensified early this month with destructive force. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouliac says more than 70 villages have been burned down. He says more than 76 people have been shot dead, a majority women and children.
Au moins trois centres de santé et sept écoles ont été pillées.
Bouliac says at least three health centers and seven schools have been pillaged and are set on fire, depriving children of an education. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake.
U.S. President Donald Trump revived a campaign favorite on Friday, reciting lyrics to the 1960s song The Snake during his speech at a conservative conference. The song tells the tale of a woman's good intentions backfiring when she tries to nurse a snake back to health.
And that's what we're doing with our country, folks. We're letting people in, and it's going to be a lot of trouble. It's only getting worse. But we're giving you protection like never before. Our law enforcement's doing a better job.
The International Committee of the Red Cross said 23 staff members had left since 2015 over sexual misconduct, making it the latest humanitarian organization to be affected by abuse allegations shaking the aid sector. I'm Liz Pelka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.